This is Colourful.
I did tell you that I'm going to be hanging out with folks from the Caribbean and from the Americas, and we went through Las Vegas, as you know, on our way to the Grand Canyon. We also touched on Guatemala, and now I'm hanging out in Turks and the Caicos Islands. And well, for some of you, you might not have heard of these islands, but we are in the Caribbean. And with me to talk some more about these islands is Ralph Higgs, director of Turks and Caicos Islands. Hello, how are you doing, Ralph?
I'm quite well. A little cold, but well.
A little cold. I don't know why, because we're in your islands now. This is beautiful warmth now. We have left Europe. We've left Europe, Ralph. So tell us a bit about Turks and Caicos Islands, because I actually came across these islands only 2 months ago. I had no idea that they were actually part of the Caribbean.
Yes, the Turks and Caicos is a chain of islands in the Caribbean. It's 40 islands and keys that make up our archipelago. Our slogan is beautiful by nature. That suggests that it is a naturally beautiful place and as laid back as any Caribbean island should be. So great little destination, very hospitable people. And I would like to encourage all of your listeners to come and check out the Turks and Caicos.
Now, anything to do with Turkey at all? The word Turks?
Not exactly. There's a cactus. It's called a Turk's head cactus. And when the early discoverers or settlers of the Turks and Caicos Islands arrived, that cactus, they said, reminded them of the Turk's head fez, which is a hat worn in Turkey, hence the word Turks. Caicos is simply a Spanish word or Arawak word for small keys, so hence the Turks and Caicos. They're two separate groups of islands, beautiful group of islands in the Caribbean. Providenciales is the biggest islands in the biggest island in terms of development, but in terms of landmass, Middle Caicos is the biggest island. Generally, it is a small country, 30,000 people, with big hearts and big opportunities and big hopes and aspirations. Great group of islands. I should point out, however, that it is a British overseas territory, so it should be a natural for British citizens to come to Turks and Caicos and feel right at home. It should be a home away from home for Brits visiting Turks and Caicos.
Home from home. So I understand that you can actually travel from island to island, but is it a helicopter?
You can do so by helicopter. You can do so by any means you wish. I mean, they're close. They're not very far apart. So you can go by boat, you can go by plane, you can go by wheelchair if you want. It's a great little group of islands.
And do a lot of island hopping? I mean, do you hop from one island to the next if you want to go to work, for instance?
Yes, you do commute. Some people do commute by plane. Some people do commute by boat, private boats, commercial boats, ferry boats. So you can hop. And we encourage people to come and see Turks and Caicos. Because if you come to Turks and Caicos and you go to Providenciales, you would have only seen 1/40th of our country. So we encourage people to see as many of our islands as possible. They're similar but different.
So for a new visitor, I mean, you mentioned 40 islands, and yes, there are 40 small islands, but for a new visitor to the Turks and Caicos, which island should we go to? We can't make all 40, can we?
I think you can. They're not very big islands. They're no bigger than one of our small neighboring islands in the Caribbean. So we'll encourage you to see all of them. It depends, again, on what you're looking for. If you're a bird watching fan, we'll recommend another island. If you like diving or fishing, there are possibilities on other islands. If you like history and culture, then we'll send you to that kind of island. So there are lots of possibilities in Turks and Caicos. So we'd like to encourage people to try and see all of them. They'll be very pleasantly surprised.
And are there direct flights from London straight to the Turks and Caicos?
Yes, British Airways flies to Turks and Caicos once a week. And it's easy to get to. It's not a long flight. It's 9 hours, I think. Out of Europe, that's considered a short flight, isn't it? But there are many accesses over different points in North America or the Caribbean. So it's very accessible, Turks and Caicos, from Europe and beyond.
And for some of our listeners who don't live in London, can they still get to Turks and Caicos from their local airports?
Yes, you can get to Turks and Caicos from local airports in across Europe and across the UK. I'm sure that the airlines will say they're easy connections to the world from London.
So, Ralph, where can our listeners find out more about these 40 islands?
I would like to encourage people to visit us on the web, TurksandCaicosTourism.com, or visit us at our office here in London. We do have an office in London on Artillery Row. Or give me a call. My number is on the web. Give me a call, and I'll be happy to tell them more about Turks and Caicos, and perhaps organize an evening out for one of your listeners who come, or any of your listeners who come to Turks and Caicos.
Wow. Do you know, we're going to hold you to that for sure, Ralph. Ralph Higgs, Director of Turks and Caicos Islands, thank you so much for joining us at Colourful.
My pleasure.
This is Colourful.